was a wicked, wicked man, and Haman was his name, sir. He would have murdered all the Jews, though they were not to blame, sir. Oh, today we'll marry, marry thee.
And so, it's time for the Wicked, Wicked Man. Megillas Esther, Perek Gimel, Achar HaDvarim Ho'ele. After these things, and Rav Avigdor Miller says, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already prepared the cure before the disease, he had prepared for the future by establishing Mordechai's reputation. Mordechai had saved the life of the king. So after these things happened, and things were all in place for what was about to happen, Gidal HaMelech HaChashveirosh, the king, Achashverosh, promoted, raised up as Haman ben Hamadasa Ho'agogi. Haman, the son of Hamadasa, the Agogi, a descendant of Agag, the king of Amalek. So we don't know that much about Haman at this point. There's no detailed biography of him. But if you say Agogi and you connect him to Amalek, that's all we need to know. Vayinas Ehu. And he advanced him. He raised him up like a Nasi. He made him into a major player within the government, Secretary of State, Vice President, and the king set Haman's seat above all the officers who were with him. There is a chazal that says that Klal Yisrael was trying to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and it was paused at this time, and there was a disputation. And again, this is a medrash, a chazal. It's not written anywhere in the Ksav, but a disputation between the representative of the anti-Beis HaMikdash forces, and Haman was chosen to argue that point of view, and the pro, let's rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that we've got permission to rebuild, and that's Mordechai. So it's kind of like the Ramban against Pablo Christianity during the times of the pre-Inquisition in Spain. Ramban won that debate. It seems Mordechai did not quite win the debate over here, and Haman gets promoted. There is a personal quarrel between the two of them. There is a chazal that suggests that Haman at some point sold himself to be a slave to Mordechai, which is one reason for the lack of bowing about to come up. There is one very interesting medrash that says that Haman tried to make nice with Mordechai. Mordechai was in favor with the king, having saved his life. And so he would say, Shalom Aleichem, Salam Aleikum, peace unto you. And Mordechai would respond with a pasuk from Yeshaya, Daf Nun Zayin, that we've actually covered, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there is no peace for the wicked, translated in English colloquially as there is no rest for the wicked. So that means Haman couldn't even get an Aleichem Shalom, and so he already is cranky about that. And to make him more cranky, says pasuk Beis, all of the servants of the king who were in the king's court, who were at the king's gate, Korim umishtachavim lehaman. They would bow and prostrate themselves, bow down and prostrate themselves before Haman. And again, the Chazal point out, we say anachnu korim umishtachavim in Olenu. Bowing and prostrating is the kind of thing that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It was done to God. So Haman is insisting on being treated with that sort of superhuman respect, above human respect. There is, of course, the Gemara and the Medrash that says that Haman was wearing an idol around his neck. And so everybody would bow down to Haman and the idol, perhaps, Kichein Tzivalo HaMelech, because that is what the king had commanded concerning him. Now, Tzivalo means commanded to him, but it's usually read about him. But Mordechai would not bow and he would not prostrate himself. And this is what leads to a tremendous pshat in Mordechai. Rav Soloveitchik says it, and others, based on other Rishonim who say it, that it says lo yichrav lo yishtachave in future tense. Not that he did not bow, lo korav lo hishtachava, but that he will not bow down. Not just the past, but ever in the future, Mordechai will never bow down to Haman. And there's back and forth about this, the personal animosity between the two, the lack of respect for what Haman had in mind, the fact that Haman is a murderous Amaleki, but almost every aspect of it comes back to the idea of Amalek. Amalek just wants to destroy. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb says, why do we clap Haman? Doesn't that kind of hatred, negativity, isn't that sort of not how we operate? Certainly Christians like to say, turn the other cheek. But he points out that these are unusually hateful individuals who commit historic crimes, whose malice is monstrous and premeditated. Anti-Semites who wish to destroy all the Jewish people, monsters who seek sadistically to wipe out whole populations. Such people deserve on moral grounds actual contempt and hatred. That's what Amalek is. And we'll see Haman's reaction. He's angry at Mordechai, but he wants to destroy all the Jewish people. Vayomaru Avdei HaMelech Asher B'Shar HaMelech LeMordechai, Pasuk Gimel. The servants of the king at the king's gate said to Mordechai, Madua Ata Over Eis Mitzvas HaMelech. Now Mordechai didn't even have to be at the king's gate. He was doing so to keep an eye on Esther and as a sort of quasi-unofficial minister of some kind. But he continued to come every day but refused to bow. So why are you being over? Why do you disobey the king's command? And notice he doesn't answer. One pshat that's given is the phrasing of the pasuk, Ki chen tziva lo hamelech u'Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. We put an esnachta, a pause, after Ki chen tziva lo hamelech concerning Haman. But the Rav says, Ki chen tziva lo hamelech, not to bow down or prostrate himself. Mordechai's tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not to bow down. And Vayihi, Pasuk Dalet, Ki Amram Elov Yom Vayom. I used to make a mistake learning this in my early days. I thought it was one of those double ones where you say Be Amram Ki Amram, but it's a straight Ksiuksiv, a Kriuksiv. And it was when they said this to him every single day, Velosham Ma Alehem. He didn't listen to them. He refused to heed what they said. So at first they thought he was not Jewish, the man Loez says. But when they realized he was Jewish, and he wouldn't listen to them, by Agidu Lehaman Liros. And so they spoke to Haman, and they ratted on him. And they said to him, Liros Hayamdu Divrei Mordechai, to see whether Mordechai's words would stand, would avail, would remain. A little rebelliousness against the Haman decree. Ki higid lohem asher hu Yehudi, was Mordechai, unlike what he advised Esther, by the way, admitted to them right away. I'm a Jew. Ivri Anochi, I'm a proud Jew. I know exactly who I am. And I refuse. So they wanted to see, or can we refuse to bow to Haman the way Mordechai does? But instead, the Amalek in Haman is not going to allow him to let this stand. And rather than to go get Mordechai punished directly, he is going to try to act against the Jewish people wherever they are found.